boy named Timothy had big ambitions, out changed the world. A genius and philanthropist, he'd made quite an extensive list of new designs waiting to be unfurled. Well, he spent his life creating things like special shoes that bounced on springs and toasters that made barbecue pork rinds. But though his inventions all were great, it seemed that he had yet to make the one to truly benefit mankind. But one foggy morning, he noticed a cop eating some donuts in a coffee shop. As he slurped up the insides of his pastry, Timothy was struck with his best idea.
It's the incredible jelly donut juicer. It can bring so many people joy. Just toss in a donut, turn it off, and out comes that delicious glob. A treat for any little girl or boy.
When he had built his prototype, he had sincerely hoped it might get noticed at the 29 World's Fair.
He took a crowd around his booth of folks who had a big sweet tooth, from Boston cream to lengthy French eclairs.
Well, soon he made the front page news. The world demanded donut juice, and everybody wanted his machine.
The world became obsessed and crazed with siphoning their jelly glaze, the best phenomenon you'd ever seen. And when he displayed it at a science fair, a man from a large academy was there. He took just one taste and widened his eyes and said,
"Son, we're giving you the Nobel Prize!
It's the incredible jelly donut juicer. It can bring so many people joy. Just toss in a donut, turn it off, and out comes that delicious glob. A treat for any little girl or boy."
That's right, folks. Step right up and receive your very own jelly donut juicer. No need to shove, there's plenty to go around. Spread it on your toast, put it on your salads, make some delicious soup, or just drink it by the glassful. Oh, yeah!
Well, every success, it comes at a price. And though his intentions and dreams were nice, the calorie count was just too high and made everybody grow big and wide.
Chris the incredible jelly donut juicer. It can make so many people fat. By guzzling down that tasty glob, the people turn to massive blobs. So Timothy's invention then was scrapped. But he went back home to start again from scratch.